But Bas Paroi Letzrichale. She doesn't have to become a get to be like a king. She's a king the way she is. She was a Bas Melech. So therefore, when she was Mizgaya, they accepted her to become a ger. So that's the way Shlomo Melech married. Shlomo Melech married Bas Paroi after she was Mizgaya. That's what the Torah says, Loshnes Tzchatnin. That's why Shachachasnis by Bas Paroi. For the Gemara, but still he didn't have error though. The Tepik Leidor Mitzvahs Rishonihi. Bas Paroi, she's the first generation of a Mitzvahs. And the lechur is, even after a mitzvah is mizgayir, the first two generations were also to marry them. V'chi taima, maybe you'll answer me. Hanich az li'alma. V'han yachrininu.
That's Rashi says, maybe it means all the Mitzrayim doitak by Kriyas Yamsuf. And the people that are living there, Mitzrayim now, are not Mitzrim anymore, they're a different nation. So maybe there's no more issa to marry a Mitzri anymore. So Mor says, v'atani, but not like that. V'atani, Yom Rabbi Yehuda. Min Yomin said that Ger Mitzri Hoyeli Chove Mitamid Rabbi Kiva. I had a friend that was a Ger, that was a Mitzri, from the Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. And Omar, my friend said like this, that Ani Mitzri Rishon. I'm a Mitzri Rishon, Venisaisi Mitzris Rishon, and I married a Mitzris Rishon. In other words, both him and his wife, or Mizgaya, they both became Jews, but they're a Mitzri Rishon. Now he said, Esa Levani Mitzri Shania, let me marry you off to my son. A girl that's a Mitzri Shniya, today she had ben bini royal love of the Kal, that my grandchildren should be a Mitzri Ador Shlishi, that's mut to become the Kal. So you see clearly that the Issa Mitzri still applies Bizman Azeh, that the Mitzrayim living in the Mitzri living in Mitzrayim are still from the Issa. So back to the Kasha, how could Shlomo Melech then marry Bas Paroi? She's a Mitzri, even after she's Mizgayir, there's a love not to marry a Mitzri Ador Shlishi. So the Gemara answers, Amara Papa Anan Mishloima Leikov Nosev. Like, you want to go learn from Shlomo Melech? And Echna Mishloima Loi Nosev. Shlomo did not marry her. Midi, he did not marry her. The Chsiv the Pasik says, Min Hagoyim Asher Omer Hashem Avnei Yisrael. Loi Savoyu Behem, Fehem Loi Yavoyu Behem. There's these Shivas Amarim, you're not allowed to marry them, they should marry us. Ochen Yitu Aslavavchem Achra Lohehem. Fehem Dovak Shlomo Liyavo. That to them, Shlomo was Dovak to love. So the Pshat is that Shlomo did not marry Enechnami, it was a Biavera, there's a love, and Shlomo did not marry him. For the Gemara Alakasha of Yischatnim, the Pasuk says, Vyischatnim Mashma Shlomo Melech did marry Bas Paroi. The Teretz is, really he did not marry her. But just Mitoich Ava Yisera Shoavo, for the extra love that he had with her, is Malola Vakosa Kilo Nischatnim Bo. The Pasuk says as if he married her. Omale Ravina Ravashi Vuanan Tanan. Depends how the gears, what the gears are here is. The Bach and Rashi is Mashu Bogurus Vuanan Loy Tanan Hochi. Because before we brought down a brace that it says that a Psuadaka is allowed to marry in Asina. So here would be Mashma that the Fidim Askoda Psuadaka does not have Kedushas Yisrael. Therefore he's allowed to marry into the Nesina. So Mirza Kashtra, we did not learn like this, but Tanan we learned. Our Mishnah says, Psuadaka Okru Shuvcha, Mutorim Begiyoris Umashachroris. Our Mishnah's Mashma, a person that's a Psuadaka, is allowed to marry a Giyoris and a Mashachroris. Because these two people, they're not called Kal, and the Psuadak is also Tul Yovah B'Kal Hashem, but there's no Chai B'Lavin involved. Therefore, Psuadak is allowed to marry them. It's Mashmah B'Nesino, Mashenkin, an Isha of Nesino, Nerzulufi, Rovaz Maskona. This was an Isha from the Zion Amamim, that she was Mizgayir, she's a Jew, but there's still a law, the Torah said, Lois Chatnim Bom, there's a law not to marry them. Mashmah for now, Mishnah Siri, that a Psuadak does ask Kedushas Yisrael, that he's also to marry a Nesino. So how come before in the Brice you will learn that Psuadaka is allowed to marry in Nesina? So Amalei, he answered back, from our Mishnah there's no proof. For the time, according to your time, Amos say, for what does the end of our Mishnah say? V'yena nasurin ela milovei bekal. That a Psuadaka is only also to marry somebody that's in Kal. Ho b'Nesina shari, mashma, to marry in Nesina tak, it's muta, somebody that's not b'toyach Kal Hashem. They're allowed to, even though they're a Jew, they're a Mizgaya, these from the Shevan Avimim, still Mashma Psuadaka is allowed to marry her.
Elamiho lekalamashma mino, elamai, from our Mishnah we have no raya. There's no proof from our Mishnah. So I call upon a poshet, since we had a braisa before that says clearly that a ptsua dak is allowed to marry a nesina, so that's the maskana, that a ptsua dak is allowed to marry a nesina. Ptsua dak does not have kedushas Yisrael on him, therefore he's allowed to marry a nesina, even though there's a lav lesis chatmin bum, to a ptsua dak, the lav does not apply. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Ayin Vov Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Amoini Yomoavi Asurim VeYisura and Yisraelim." You're not allowed to marry them even after them is Gayer, Goy. That was an pronoun. Amoini Yomoavi. If he becomes a Jew, he's Mizgayer. The locker is Abas Yisrael is not allowed to marry them. They're also Loilam to marry into Kal Hashem. Avnikvay Sehem Mutaris. But a lady, the Ammonis, a Moavis, the Mutter. If a lady from Ammoni is Mizgayir, then Yisrael is allowed to marry her. His Mutter is Miyad, the Mutter right away. So the Mishnah says, Mitzri Vadoimi. What's the law of a Mitzri that's Mizgayir becomes a Jew? Or else an Adoimi that's Mizgayir becomes a Jew? Is Eino Masurim Elo Ad Shleishadoris. It's only the first two generations that's Osir, but the third generation already is Mutter. In other words, the first mitzvah that's Mizgayir, if he marries a mitzvah also with just Mizgayir, and they have a child, that's called a mitzvah sheni. When he has a child, that's called a mitzvah shlishi, that's what's mutter to marry into a Kaal Hashem. Now, Echad Tzchorim V'yechon Nekevis. By a mitzvah, whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva, the first two generations, they're also. Reb Shimon, Matres Nekevis Miyad. Rabbi Shimon holds, we'll soon see, Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Shimon says it's a svara to say that a mitzris is muta miyad. As soon as a mitzris, a lady from a mitzris is mizgayir, right away she's muta to marry a ben Yisrael. And number Rabbi Shimon says, Kal v'chomer hadvor, mahava kal v'chomer. Umarim b'mokim sh'osur es aschorim, Yisraelim. Maduch by a case of an amoini, or moavi, that is the zchorim, the males. Arosal yelom, still hit the rest on the kevus miyad, will soon darshan the psukim to say a moavis, on a amoinis, is muta miyad, you're allowed to marry the ladies right away. Say if so, by a mitzri, mokim shlo yosur es aschor meloat shloshadorois, by a mitzri, and an adoimi, that's only yosur the first two generations. But the third generation is ready mutter even by the zchorim, by the males, is eino din shenateres and akevis miyad. Isn't it a kal v'chomer svara to say that the ladies should be mutter right away? If an isha mitzris is mizgayir, right away she should be mutter to a ben Yisrael. That's Rabbi Shimon svara. Omru lo the chum said back like this. Im halacha nikabel. If you tell me over like halacha Moshe Mitzinai, like Rashi says, Shashamatam Rabbasechom, if you tell me over this is the way you learned, you heard from your Rebbe, we have to be mikabel. But v'yim ledin, if you only come to say a svara kal v'chayma, like Rashi says, Shatodan kal v'chayma miyatzmacha, that a person has a right to make a kal v'chayma by himself, so Chum said back what, yes, tshuva lohoshiv v'gemara forishlo, Rashi says. That they have a tshuva question back on the kal v'chayma, and the Gemara later will see, explains what the kasher is. But they said like this, the Mishnah says, V'yim ledin, yes, tshuva. But if you tell me only a kal v'chomer, then we have a tshuva, we have a question on this kal v'chomer. Omar lehem, Rabbi Shimon answered back, loy. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what he meant to say, loy ki. Rashi, afilu ani don miyatzmi, ein lechem tshuva. First of all, he meant to say, no, even if I'm only making a kal v'chomer svara, still your question is not a good question. I was seeing the Gemara, what the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakamri and the Chom is. But he answered back, Rabbi Shimon, you should know, ki halacha ani oimer. I'm saying over halacha. In other words, first of all, I argue your kasha is not called the kasha. And even according to your shita that you hold there is a kasha, still halacha, I'm telling you, I heard this over from my Rebbe, it's something you have to be mekabel. However, the meisel halacha, we don't hold on Rabbi Shimon, halacha the meisel, we hold that a mitzvah and a doimi, that echad a zochor, v'echad nekevis, arosor, ad shloishadoros. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. So Gemara says like this. How do we know the side of the first part of the Mishnah that says that an Amoini and a Moavi are Asurim and Israelim? But the Nekevites are Mutter right away. Omer Rabbi Yechon, the Yom HaKaror, the Pasuk says, Ukurois Shol as David.
Yoytse likras haplishti. When Shaul HaMelech saw that David went to fight against the Plishti, Omer el Avner sar hatzvo. So Shaul HaMelech asked the general Avner, ben mi zeh hanar? Who is the son? Who is this nar? Who is David? Avner, like Avner, tell me who he is. Vayomer Avner, Avner answered back, chay nefshech l'gasur, in the name of your life, like HaMelech, im yodati, if I know. In other words, I don't know who he is. For the Gemara of Lo Yodalai, is it true that even Shaul HaMelech did not know who David was? V'yoksiv, the Pasuk says, v'yahaveyu miyoid, v'yihi loy noise kelim. The Melech loved him a lot, and he was the one to carry his kelim, his swords, his cheriv. So it's mashma that he knew who he was. So Gemara says, Ela havua komashol, that David the Melech was asking about David, that Shaul the Melech was asking about David's father. For the Gemara, and this is also a question, v'yaviv lo yodalai, is it true that Shaul did not know about Yishai, the David, the Av of David? V'yoksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yoish, the man being made Shaul in the times of Shaul, Zokin, was old. Bo Banoshim used to come in with a lot of people. V'yomara v'itayma Rabbi Abba, that he said, who is this Pasuk going on? Who is this Ish? Who is this man? Ze Yishai, Avi David, this is David's father Yishai. She nichnas b'yoluchsa v'yoytza b'yoluchsa. It used to be, Rashi says, the head, the Tsar Shel Samach Rebuya of 600,000 people used to come in and go out with them. So it's also like a general for Shaul HaMelech. So of course Shaul HaMelech knew about him. So what's Shaul HaMelech's question now? Who is David and who is his father? So Gemara answers like this. Hochi Koma. This is what he meant to ask. Hochi Koma. Shaul he asked, Imi Peretz Osi, Imi Zarech Osi. Like, who did even Yishai come from? Did Yishai come from Peretz or did he come from Zarech? Like, what do you mean to say that? Gemara says, Imi Peretz Osi, if it's true, like Lamaisid was, that Yishai came from Peretz, is the Malka Hevi, he's right to be a king. Shehamelech Peretz Lasas Derech. The Lashon of Peretz, Lashon of, like, he can do whatever he wants. So a king has a right to break through a road, to make his own road through a path. Can make a path through a road. V'yeimamchin b'yod, and nobody could stop him. The other question was, maybe, or else, maybe Mizorach Osi, maybe David Yishai came from Zorach, that was the sons of Yehuda, that Chashiv B'Yam Hevi, it's only a Chashiv person, but he's not royal to be a king. So Avner asked back, my time, so Chashiv B'Yam Hevi, my Tzimorius now, my time, what's the reason Shaul was asking these questions? My time, Omalei Shaul Olei, the Yechsev, because the Pasuk says, Vayilba Shaul is David Madov Kimidosoi. In other words, Shaul wanted to see that David should become the king, so the same clothing that he had for himself, he was going to make the same clothing to fit David. So that's why Shaul was asking about David now. That was the Maisa. He wanted to know if he's fit to be the king or not. So Malay Doi Gadoimi came and asked a question back to Shaul HaMelech. Acha Tomash Lolov. Im Hogan Hulamachus Im Lav, before you're asking these questions whether he's fit to be a king or not, Sholov, let's ask about him. Im Ro Lova the Kal, Bechlal, is David HaMelech Roy to come into Kal Hashem? Like Rus was a Moyavia. She is a Moyavis, is the lady from Avi Mutter or she Yosalam? Like did Boy is doing Avera by marrying Rus Im Lav? So Mark explains my time, what's the question of the Igadoimi? To cost him a Rus from Moavia? Because David came out of Rus, passed it back to Doeg and told him, Tanina, we learned. Says in our Mishnah, Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Moavi v'loy Moavis. We learned clearly that what had only an Amoini is also not an Amoinis, or Moavi only is Zachar a male, v'loy Moavis. So therefore Rus was mutter to marry into Kal Hashem, therefore Boaz was mutter to marry her, and the children now, Yishai and David are mutter. So Doeg Adami asked back, Elam Yativ, so Mamzer, V'loy Mamzeris, when the Torah says, L'yovi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, maybe it only means a Zohar, a male Mamzer, not a Nekeva Mamzeris. And we know not like that, even a Nekeva, an Ishetz, a Mamzeris is also Wasa. So Gemara says, Mamzer Ksiv, what does the word Mamzer mean? It means Mumzar. Anybody that has a Mum, like Rashi says, Kol Shiyeshle Mumzaris. When the parents were boiled, the Issa or Issa Koris, the kid is a mamzer, whether it's a zocher or a mekeva. So by mamzer is a special svara to say the paish of mamzer means a mumzar. But maybe over here, amoini, but over here with Ashen, amoini means only a zocher, not a mekeva. So Doeg asks back, if so, Mitzri v'loy Mitzris. Weren't you said the Torah says Mitzri is also? Maybe only a Zohar, only a male, not a Nekeva? And we know even a Nekeva is also the first two generations. Samar says, Shani Hochad Meforish time with the Kruah. The Pasuk explains itself, I'll tell you the reason why a Ma'avis is Mutter, why a Nisha is Mutter. His Namoini and a Ma'avi is different, only the Zachor and the males are Rasa, not the Nekevis. You know why? Because the Torah says the reason why they're Rasa. The Pasuk says, Allah Sher Loikidmu Eschem Balechem Uvamayim. Because they did not come out to give Klal Yisrael bread and water. Since they had this bad Midas, that's why the Shem did not want us to marry them. Now, Dark Shalish Lakadin, it's a Dark for a man, he was supposed to go outside to bring the food. Since the men, the Ammonian and the Moavi, did not bring it out, the Torah was angry upon them, we can't marry them. Mashenken v'loy darker shall isha lakadim. But it's not a derech for an isha to go outside the house to bring food outside. So therefore it's not a time that Hashem is not angry at the Nekevis. That's why an Ammonius or Moavis they're mutter. So Mori asked the question, no, Doigadami yes, no. Hoyu lehem lakadim anoshim likras anoshim. V'noshim likras noshim. As he thought, the pshat is not that b'chal, it's not nice for Nisha to go outside, but b'chal, it's not nice for Nisha to give food to a man. So then Doeg said, still, the ladies should have come outside, the ladies of the Moavis should have come outside and give the Jewish ladies food, and the men should have come out and give the men food. So maybe the Torah is angry at both of them. So maybe in Svar, when the Torah says Namoin, it means both. It means Namoinus also. That was Doeg Adoimis Kasha. Maybe both should be also. Ishtik and Adar Avne kept quiet, didn't know what to answer back. Is Ishtik, is Miyad, right away the Pasuk says that Vayoyimah HaMelech Shoel Ato Ben Mize Helam. Like he asked another question, who is this son again that we forgot, Helam? So Mori asked, Hosom Korali Nar, before he called David a Nar, a young one, Hoch Korali Helam, here he called like a forgetting one. What's, why did he change his name? Hochikoma, this is what Shoel meant to say, Hochikoma Lei, Halocho Nisalma Mimcho. We are forgetting Halacha here. Is David Mutter and Kala Hashem or not? Like is the Moavis, are the ladies Mutter or not? Is Tzev Rishol the Beis HaMedrash? So Shaul HaMelech asked Avne, go to the Beis HaMedrash and ask the question there. Shaul, he asked the question, Omroloi, they said in the Beis HaMedrash that Halacha is, Amoini V'loi Amoinis. Moyavi V'loi Moyavis. Enechanami, only the Zchor Marosar and not the Nekevis. Nekevis Takara Mutter. And this is the Gemara.